Migrants choose to leave Central America and journey north for many reasons, often to escape poverty and violence. But another reason is sexual orientation. Reporter Jasmine Garz recorded this migration story under a bridge in Coatzacoalcos, Mexico.
Bueno, mi nombre es Jairo Guerra. Soy hondureño.
My name is Jairo Guerra. I am Honduran from La Ceiba.
De La Ceiba, Atlántida. En Honduras, por decirlo así,
in Honduras, there is a lot of discrimination against us.
La comunidad gay.
Gays.
Y no es fácil.
It's not easy. You can't get a job because of your sexual preference. And you have no freedom of expression like there is in more developed countries like Mexico or the U.S.
Como lo hay en otros países como más desarrollados, como ser México, Estados Unidos. Por eso mi meta es...
That's why my goal is to stay a few months in Mexico, in Mexico City, get a job, then get the strength to cross over to the U.S.
En el 2009 vine otra vez para acá atrás, pero me agarró la migra y pues...
In 2009, I tried coming, and the migra caught me.
Como decirlo así, en el proceso de saliendo del closet.
And I tried to come because I was coming out of the closet. I was scared that my family would not accept me. Now, here I am again, you know, making the effort.
Mira, ahora ando aquí otra vez, haciendo el esfuerzo.
I think it's riskier to migrate as a gay man. You get bullied, you get discriminated, there's physical and verbal attacks. So I think it's more complicated if you are gay to travel these roads.
So, pienso que es más complicado para uno de gay, por decírtelo así, andar en estos caminos, nena. Ay, ay, ay. Pues lo veo con bastante futuro porque imagínate, hay más fuentes de trabajo.
I see the U.S. as a place with a future. It's another world. It's much better. Well, at least that's what my family there tells me.
Hay más oportunidades de trabajo. ¿Cómo superarse uno de gay?
You can be gay and get ahead in life.
Jairo's story was recorded in Mexico by Jasmine Garst. It was voiced by Camilo Vargas.